When you know your value, you'll find it hard to be around those who don't. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Freddy Friday segment, Freddy talks with us about understanding the value of self-worth. Enjoy.
Don't you for one second underestimate the power of the word value. First and foremost, I'm talking about the value of you. Know your values. Know your worth. Know what you stand for. And never, ever, ever let another human being make you devalue yourself. Because when you know your value, when you start seeing your worth, it becomes harder and harder to stay around people who don't. A friend of mine was telling me this story. He was like, bro, I want to give my wife a nice purse. So I went to the outlet mall, went into the Gucci store. He said, quiet as kept, I was hoping I would catch me a deal, a good sale. But I didn't see anything on sale. Everything was exclusive. Everything was priced up. So I went to the sales lady and I was like, ma'am, does anything in this store ever go on sale? She said, oh, no, no, no. This is Gucci. And Gucci is top shelf, which means it never goes on sale. It never loses its value. And she said, if you do get one on sale, it's a knockoff, not the real thing. I want you to understand you are authentic Gucci. You never go on sale. You never lose your value. So why do you keep settling? Why do you keep letting people devalue you? You're not a knockoff. You're way too real to keep accepting crap from fakes. So know your value. If you don't stand for something, you know, you're gonna fall for anything. And are you not sick and tired of falling for anything? I need you to pick yourself up and be okay saying no. Nope. Not doing that anymore. Nope. I'll pass. Nope. Not in my wheelhouse, not in my value system. And they're gonna come at you because you did it in the past. You've been a doormat. And you know my saying, if you're gonna be a doormat, get welcome tattooed on your forehead. But right now, we getting it removed. They can take them tattoos off. So please, know your value, know your worth, and do not settle for anything less. So never, ever, ever underestimate the power of the word value. And now that you know your value, know what you stand for, this is the perfect time for you to add value to other people. Remember, it's a blessing to be a blessing. So give more than you receive, and the day will come when you receive more than you give. John C. Maxwell says, adding value to others is the surest way to add value to our own lives. So make deposits into other people and watch the bank account of your life grow. And you become rich and you become wealthy on the inside. And good fortune and good favor will find its way to you. Heard a wise person say, if your presence doesn't add value, then your absence won't make a difference. And we're in the business of making a difference, not only in our lives, but in the lives of others. Because that's how we make sure that the smile that people see on the outside has a matching smile on the inside, because it warms your heart when you give and do something for others. Not looking for anything in return. You do it from here, from the bottom of your heart. And you feel great because you did it. Value. Never underestimate the power of value. Two of the most important value factors are knowing your value and adding value to others. And once you're comfortable with those forms of value, you will find yourself climbing over the hump and making each and every day of your life a Wednesday. This is a great day to win. Let's go.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.